Mike Krzyzewski joins us on Sports Byline USA, the Hall of Fame coach of the Duke Blue Devils. Again, off to a great start, number 5 in the country. And on November the 15th, 2011, Mike led Duke to a 74-69 victory over Michigan State to become the coach with the most wins in NCAA Division I men's basketball history. Mike, I know you look at the big picture and you rarely get caught up in numbers, but in your private moments after that game, what thoughts did you have about what you'd done?
Well, it's when a coach achieves something like that, you bring a lot of people with you. And on that night, it was magical in the Garden because it was sold out, doubleheader, Duke, Michigan State, Kentucky, Kansas. And Coach Knight was doing the game for ESPN, and that was great. And I had over 30 of my former players there. And most of my family, all my family from Durham, and my brother came in from Chicago. And it was so good to share it, Ron, you know, like you, to share the evening with Coach, head coach and his point guard are the first two guys over 900 wins in Division I men's basketball. I mean, that's crazy. And then after the press conference, to go into a big room and see like almost three dozen of the guys who were responsible for winning so many games. So I'm just very thankful that I've been at Duke and for 32 years now and have had a chance to coach just some amazing kids. I mean, some amazing young men.
Coaching is one thing, but mentoring is something else. And most people that I've known that have accomplished great things in their lives at some point reach that point where mentoring becomes something paramount. Do you remember the moment when that might have been the paramount thing for you in your life?
Well, I think it has been that way from the beginning for me from coaching, because I had that when I was in high school. One of the reasons I wanted to be a coach is because I was coached by Al Ostrowski at Weber High School in Chicago, and he mentored me, and Father Rogue, who has been a lifelong friend, who was a teacher and helped me become from a boy to a young man, and has helped me become a better man. And so I think you mentor because you've been mentored, and thank goodness I was exposed to some terrific people who that was their passion in life, is to teach, coach, and, help boys become young men.
I want to ask you about your team this year, because you have two players on your squad who are sons of former NBA stars, Austin Rivers, who, of course, is the son of Celtics coach Doc Rivers, and Seth Curry, the son of Del Curry. I'm just wondering, do they bring something to the game? Do they bring an understanding to the game that might be different if a kid did not have a father who was an established, successful player at a high level?
I don't know if they bring just a knowledge of the overall game. I mean, I don't think, you have to be a coach's son or a former player's son to have a good feel for the game. But I think what they do bring, Ron, is an understanding that they want to be coached. Their fathers were coached, and they're so easy to deal with because they just want us to coach their sons. And so really you have a sense of cooperation right away and at the highest level. And I think that's what happens as a result of their dads being outstanding pro players and collegiate players.
Is it also a two-edged sword for those type of players because their dads have been successful, particularly in these two cases, and yet maybe people will use a measuring stick saying, well, you're not as good as, or you're better than, or you have to be better than? Is that a problem for some of these kids?
Well, I think it could be, but it's not for these two because their fathers don't do that. it's all about, Seth or Stefan, for Dell. He has two sons who are outstanding players. And then with Austin, his dad, he's one of the best coaches in the NBA, and he doesn't put that on him at all. It's all about those kids, and that's the other thing that makes it so easy as a parent. Sometimes a parent will attach their ego to their son's playing, and that can sometimes be a very difficult and bad situation.
Have you gotten to a point yet, Mike, where you have a feel for your squad this year?
Yeah, and I think we have an amazing upside. I think every one of our players can get better, and we can get better. And we've played the toughest schedule we've ever played in the first 10 games. We've had 6 games away from Duke, and they were against Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Kansas, Tennessee, and Washington. And then we've also played at home Belmont and Davidson, who will, I think, be NBA teams. I think they have a chance of winning their conferences. Belmont won 30 games last year and returned everybody, and a good Colorado State team. And I see our guys growing because they've been in difficult situations. They've had to go through an emotional experience with me, going for that record. That puts a lot of pressure on them. And then the last week, Sports Illustrated gave me an honor that also brings a lot of attention. And then they've been traveling twice to New York on different occasions, to Maui. And so I like where we're headed. Our big guys have really established themselves, and we are good, and we have a chance to be very good. And that excites me, and we're in exams right now, so I hope we get through the exams well and do a good job, and then move on, because it's been a heck of a 10 games so far, 10 games in 18 days.
Is a good barometer when you take a look at your NCAA championship team back in 2010, do you use that as kind of a measuring stick going forward for each year, since that was the epitome, the high point where you win a championship with a squad like that?
You know, I don't, and I really don't use any of the past to be a barometer of the present, because you don't duplicate the past. Every team is a little bit different. The journey, the race that each kid runs and each team runs is different, and I just want to be in a position to adjust accordingly. The one constant is we had really good kids on the 2010 team, and we have really good kids on this team. We've benefited over the years, Ron, from having not only good talent but great character, and I think this team has that also.
Before I let you loose, I want to ask you about something that I had read, because I wanted to get a little bit more amplification on what you said. And I'm only going to paraphrase here. You were talking about the NCAA and some of the challenges that are facing them, and about the movement of teams from conferences to conferences and everything. And you said that if they're not careful, that they could lose basketball. And again, I'm paraphrasing this, Mike, but what were you saying with that statement?
Well, I think the NCAA, as we knew it a decade ago, can no longer be that NCAA. I mean, or 2 decades ago, you can't run the NCAA the way you did then. There's been too much change, basically due to football, and as a result of that, the major conferences have gotten amazingly strong financially because of TV deals that they either with the Big Ten, with the Big Ten Network, the SEC, and promoting their best product, which is SEC football, and the Pac-12, which really was underexposed and underpaid to get back into the real world, and their commissioner's done a great job. And our conference has done a good job with that. When these conferences move ahead like that, it's a different dynamic, and you can't control or organize it or make sure that you're in charge of it by doing things the same way. And if you don't adapt, then those conferences have the ability to go out on their own and do something on their own away from the NCAA. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but unless, I think Mark Emmert's done a really good job in trying to show that they can come up with effective change. But that's going to be the major challenge, I think, for the NCAA and in these next few years is to adapt to this current culture and create kind of a new model for the NCAA. Not totally new, but to change accordingly. That's what I meant. I've probably talked too long about it, but it's a complex issue.
Mike, I want to thank you very much. I cherish our friendship. Happy holidays to you and the family. Continued good luck this season. And I am welcoming you back to Sports Byline anytime, my friend. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Duke off to a great start. They're number 5 in the country. Mike Krzyzewski with us. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.